You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello, it's Irish Racing Podcast time yet again. I'm Andy Holden, looking at what should be a star-studded weekend over in Ireland. Of course, it's Champions Weekend, beginning with Leopardstown 8-race card on Saturday afternoon, beginning at 3:25, ending with a very competitive handicap at 7:20. In between, well, where do we start? It is really a glittering array of talent all up and down this particular card. We've got the Champion Juvenile Stakes at 4 o'clock. We've then got a big Premier Handicap for the Stayers at 4:35. On to the Enterprise Stakes at 5:05, closely followed by the Matron Stakes at Group 1 status at 5:35. 35 minutes later, we've got the Boomerang Stakes, followed by the Champion Stakes, and another Premier Handicap to end the card. What a mouth-watering day we have in prospect at the Dublin venue. So let's kick off a pace with the opening contest, which should be a very informative affair, usually is. Often we get to some of the bigger yards sending their horses here. Of course, Rain Goddess took this race last year for Aidan O'Brien. So with that in mind, clearly Bye Bye Baby is going to be their number one choice with Roy Moore in the plate. And she ran creditably in a Group 3 contest last time out, the Flame of Tara Stakes at the Curran, albeit she got beat at Woods of Nine Lengths. I think the two that finished in front of her that day, Liquid Amber and Ballet Shoes, are right out of the top draw. Her speed figures are good. And with Beach Wedding, who finished fifth that day, going on to Frank the Form with a win yesterday at Down Royal, she probably does set the standard here. Eponema ran quite well on debut down in Tipperary behind one of Aidan O'Brien's Sizzling, but I wasn't overly keen on that form line, if I'm being truthful. So there might well be more competition to come from the Unrace Brigade, starting with Dermot Weld's Cleek, who's been very well back this morning. This filly by Bated Breath is closely related to several winners. And from a low draw, that also could go well. Do keep an eye on a horse that has been very well touted as well in midweek by Mickey Halford, called Calaxana, filly by Rock of Gibraltar, who has got some nice entries later on in the season and indeed for next year. Could have done with a better draw, but do keep an eye on that one, as Mickey Halford's horses often improve quite significantly. But Bye Bye Baby, nice each way bet there in the first, about 5-1. On to the first of the pattern races then, which comes up at 4 o'clock. And there's no doubt in my mind that the most talented horse in this field is Mickey Halford's Rizian, who made a sparkling debut at the Curra back a month ago. You always know that there's a decent horse in Mickey Halford's stable if they manage to win first time out, because like Sir Michael Stout, the County Kildare Handley Hardy has a horse that's fully wound up first time. So the fact that this horse managed to win by 2¾ lengths in the manner that he did at 25-1 suggested that he could be very special indeed. He really did quicken up quite smartly to win that day, and he actually ran green in the latter stages. I think he's going to get better in time because he's a big colt by Ifraj, and he certainly looks even now, though a mile will suit him, probably middle distances even for next year. Could have done with a better draw. He's stuck out in the wing a little bit here in stall number 10, but other than that, I think he's full of talent, and hopefully he can overcome that slight impost to run a big race there for the Aga Khan in the second race. On to the first of the big handicaps then, which comes up at 4:35. It's a premier handicap over a distance which is very often run. And the one that stands out here is Snow Falcon from the Noel Mead stable. Now, this horse is hugely unlucky in the Irish Hazarich here last time when seen on the 22nd October, when he got absolutely no room whatsoever to finish a never nearer fifth behind Golden Spear. Obviously, he's been plying his trade in some very good hurdle races over the depths of winter. He basically danced every dance in all the Grade 2 and Grade 1 events to a reasonable level. Taking advantage of what appeared at the time a very lenient handicap mark of 88, he kicked a good field out of the ground with consummate ease down in Killarney the other day, albeit he's gone up a subsequent £9. I certainly don't think that's going to be enough to stop this very, very talented individual from following up. So Snow Falcon, very confident choice there in the first of the big handicaps at 4:35. Back to group company then, and the 5:05. It's the Enterprise Stakes. And the one I quite like here is the improving Jerlines horse, Cannonball, who was hugely impressive visually the other day when we last saw him at Ross Common. He handled the soft ground particularly well on that occasion. I certainly think, on the evidence of what we saw that day, based on his speed figures as well, that the extra couple of furlongs he faces here this afternoon shouldn't inconvenience him. Obviously, he's got stiff competition, most notably from Ezra, who looks the obvious danger, courtesy of that victory in the Group 3 at Cork last time out, when she started very strongly in the latter stages to beat two promising horses in the shape of Bloomfield and Wild Irish Rose. She was third behind Enable and Rain Goddess the time before in that Group 1 at the Curragh. So clearly she is a very high-class filly, and soft ground won't inconvenience her. I actually make it between the two, to be fair. You could either back Cannonball without the favourite, or just have a dart at Cannonball at much bigger price if you're that way inclined. But either way, I do think it's a good race between the pair, and hopefully Cannonball certainly do himself proud anyway in that 5.05. On to the first of the big Group 1s then this afternoon, the 5.35. And of course, all eyes here will no doubt be on Winter, who's carried all before her this season. She's won both English and Irish 1,000 guineas, plus the Coronation Stakes and the Nassau at Goodwood last time out, proving that she handles a mile and a quarter on softish ground. She's certainly going to have those conditions here this afternoon. And dropping back a trip shouldn't be a problem, because she has got a very good cruising speed. She ran well towards the back end of last season at this course as well. So everything looks set fair for this filly by Galileo to continue a good run. But if you are looking to have a play in this race, well, I suggest you have a little bit of a look at Wahida without the favourite. I think we can get around 9, 10 to 1 about Charlie Appleby's filly. And it's not beyond the realms of possibility that she actually could certainly push for a podium finish here, because I actually thought she ran really well in the Falmouth Stakes at Newmarket behind Roly Poly off the back of a long layoff, courtesy of an injured hock throughout the close season. And that encouragement was borne out as well with a good run in the German Oaks the other day at Dusseldorf, when she just didn't quite get the trip on the back ground over a mile three. But dropping back to this distance should see her in a much better light. She'll handle the ground, she stays well. And she's 20 to 1 this morning, which looks a bit of an insult. But like I say, the main bet, or the focus of attention, would be the bet without the favourite there in that Matron Stakes. On to the 6.10 then, and this one looks a wide open affair, but providing they don't get too much rain at the Dublin venue, then I'll take Alexios Komnenos to duplicate his victory in the Group 3 when last seen. He really was very eye-catching on that occasion, when he stayed on very strongly in the latter stages to pull well clear of the likes of Music Box and indeed Custom Cut, who reopposes from the David O'Mara stay. But he should get the race run to suit as well, because one would imagine that Custom Cut will go off in front yet again and tee it up for this strong travelling three-year-old, who has got a decent engine and quite a bit more to come on the evidence of what we saw the other day. So Alexios Komnenos, a very confident choice there in the 6.10. On to the big race of the day, and indeed the whole card here at Leopard Sand this afternoon, 6.45. It is, of course, the Group 1 Irish Champion Stakes, in which Churchill bids to atone for his good run the other day at in the Judmont at York. And arguably that race is very much the best form. And the race really revolves around that form line behind Ulysses. He proved once and for all that he stays a mile and a quarter pretty well. And although he has got the profile of a horse that probably wasn't as good as he was early on in the early part of the season, he still sets a reasonable standard coming into this race. However, he is even money this morning, and I don't think that's a great deal of value. Where his stable companion, Cliff Samoa, I think has got a much better chance today than his odds imply, because don't forget, he tried to force a suicidal pace along with Barney Roy in that Judmonty on the Naismar, and he basically paid for it. The pair of them softened each other up. They ended up being the sacrificial lambs to the horses that were held in behind and ridden a little bit more patiently. Now, that Cliff Samoa today will surely not want to make the running, because Success Days is in here to do exactly that job. He only knows one way of running. So it gives Shami Heffernan a good chance this time to conserve Aidan O'Brien's charges energy. And as we saw in the Derby, he's a very, very smart horse when he's ridden with a little bit more restraint. Mile and a quarter should be absolutely ideal. And don't forget, his best ever performance on my speed figures came when he won his maiden here towards the back end of last season. So obviously a return to this track should see him in a good light. 10 to 1 with William Hill this morning. I reckon we get stuck right into Cliff Samoa and back him each way there in the Champion Stakes at 6.45. On to the final race then, and a wide open looking 7 furlong handicap if ever I saw one. But you certainly have to be impressed with Silver Code's profile. And given that there still could be more to come from Joseph Murphy's three-year-old, the chances are that he might be good enough to defy his new mark of 99. The way he quickened up the other day at the Curragh, suggests that he's certainly a horse of some repute. Indeed, he ran the last three furlongs in 33 and change, which is a pretty decent number for a stiff track such as the one at the County Kildare venue. And the second and the fourth are both won since, of course, Elusive Time went on to win the Irish Cambridge subsequently. So the form is solid. He's got a reasonable draw in the middle of the pack, and soft ground and seven furlongs appear to be his ideal distance. Of the rest, well, Burnt Sugar, he's been running consistently well over here in the UK. And Roger Fells' decision to bring this horse over the Irish Sea should see it bear fruit. Around about 11-1 this morning, off the back of a good run at Goodwood last time out behind Johnny Barnes in a good speed figure, I'd expect also Burnt Sugar to go very well in that concluding handicap. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast, and hopefully you can tune in again tomorrow when we can take in a look at another star-studded programme at the Curragh, which is the second day, of course, of the Irish Champions Weekend, featuring the Moygay Stud, the Group 1, and, of course, the National Stakes for the same age group. So until then, it's a very goodbye from me.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.